Yes, rain on us, O Lord. Rain on us. We need your rain. Hallelujah. We need your rain, O Lord. Rain on us. That we will never be the same again. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we are in your presence. With our hands open to receive from you. Lord, satisfy the hunger of your people. Satisfy the thirst of your people. Let the spiritual man be happy today and forevermore as we receive that which cannot be stolen from us today. Holy Spirit, continue to do what you do best, which is to move on in the people of God. Teach us your word, that we may glorify God all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may have a seat in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. 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 In fact, I remember I didn't talk about the theme scripture that we have for this conference, which is Psalm 104:4. The scripture says, God made his ministers flaming fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we can go into dark places and come back alive. Hallelujah. Because we are fireballs. And I believe we all can be a fireball, one that devil can mess with. He will come, he will look at you in the face, but he has to run as a result of the heat of the fire that you carry. Hallelujah. I don't know if you noticed that, but we have fire all over everything that we do. If you look at our flyers, we have fire on them. Thank God they didn't burn. Hallelujah. So this second session, we're going to talk about importance of prophecy. Amen. I don't want to load you with too much scriptures. But this time, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 16. Matthew 16, verse 21. And yeah, that should be fine. Are you there? Matthew 16, 21. Matthew 16, 21. The Bible says, from that time forth, Jesus began, from that time forth, began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem. Verse 21. And suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed. Now, this is the area I want you to pay attention to. And be raised again the third day. And be raised again the third day. He's speaking to the disciples here. You know, sometimes, as a pastor, as a minister of the Lord, as a church member, as a friend, you just can't count on, you know, people that you have with you, or your friends, or you just can't count on folks sometimes. Simply because, not because they are not willing, but because they are human, they are limited. Are you with me? I'm not talking about the fact that they won't come through. No, no. Just the fact that they are human, that is enough for you to understand that they may not be able to come through, even though they are willing. They may not be able to come through. And that has nothing to do with they don't like you or they like you. That has nothing to do with relationship between you. It has nothing to do with what they have, what they don't have, or what you have done to them before. No. It's just simply because they are human. And things do happen. And because of that, though they are willing to be there, they cannot. Are you with me? So Jesus understands that. Here he spoke to the disciples. He had 12. He didn't have all these millions that Moses had. He only had 12. And he spoke to them saying, he will be killed, but on the third day, he will come out. But here is the thing. If you look through the Old Testament and the New Testament, you will see that people die and they were raised back to life. Right? You see Jesus himself raising Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come out. And he came back to life. But here is Jesus. He's about to be killed. He knew for sure he's going to die. But will the disciples be willing to come to the graveside on the third day to pray for him to come out of the grave? If they are willing, they are human. Because they want to kill them too. We know they were afraid. They were hiding after Jesus was taken. They were nowhere to be found. So what Jesus did? You saw that area I said to pay attention to? And be raised again on the third day. Jesus prophesied. Jesus prophesied. You may see yourself in front of a situation. You know there's no way around it. You have to go through. And the people that you come on may not be able to come through. No one may not be available to come there and pray for you. No one may not be able to do it. So what do you do? Jesus prophesied. He prophesied. He said, on the third day, he spoke to the third day. And when he was speaking, though he was speaking in front of the disciples, Jesus was speaking to the atmosphere. He was speaking to the airwave. Said, hold these words for me. On the third day, you word, come down to the grave and bring me out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus prophesied that on the third day, he will come back to life. Because people may come short, because things may happen, because natural disaster may keep them, he prophesied to the atmosphere. I want you to understand that prophecy is very important in the time that we are living in. Because though people may be willing to help you, they may not come through. Though people may promise to pray for you, who didn't say they will not forsake themselves? Who said they will still be alive? So Jesus prophesied. Prophesied to the atmosphere. Release the word into the atmosphere. He said, well, I'm going to go into the grave.
I cannot lay my own hand on me in the grave because I'll be dead. But I must come out of the grave for that reason. And I cannot count out on the disciples right now because they are human. Things may happen. They may be put in jail. But the third day, the word must be fulfilled. Therefore, what he did, he released the word into atmosphere. People of God, before you enter a situation, speak to the atmosphere. Release the word. After he was killed, he was put in the grave. The word still holding on. The word was roaming all over the atmosphere. I don't know if you know about this bomb. U.S. and Israel got it. U.S. call it Jaydan. When they launched the bomb, after the bomb is gone, and they realize that there are children on close to the target, they can tell the bomb to hold on. And the bomb will go and roam around till another command comes, say, attack. And the bomb will go and hit the target. Hallelujah. The word that Jesus spoke did exactly that. The word was in the atmosphere before he was even taken. And after he was taken, the word still holding on in the atmosphere. He was killed, the word still holding on. Because the command said, third day after he is dead. So the word was holding on there till he was killed. The first day, the word didn't do anything. The second day, the word didn't do anything. The third day, bam, the word struck the target. The word struck the target. And life was brought back into the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you can't say anything, just say amen. The word hit the target on the third day. And the dead body of Jesus that was laid in the grave was that target. What lesson did we learn from here? Prophesy into the atmosphere. Have you ever heard about this before? A woman, old woman, a godly woman, spent her days praying for her son to be saved. The son loved his drug. He loves being out there, jail, out of jail, back and forth. The day the woman was going to die, she prophesied into the atmosphere. My son, you will not go to the grave without knowing Jesus. Thou shalt be saved and shalt serve the Lord God Almighty with all your heart. And she died. The son was in jail. When he came out of jail, something hit him. And he wondered what that was. He couldn't explain it. I say, your mother had a bomb waiting for you outside the jail. And when you came out, the bomb saw the target. And the son, hold on to the word of God. He kept the word and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ with power and demonstration. Importance of prophecy. Importance of prophecy. Importance of prophecy. Have you seen how Jesus did it? What? Don't you think you can do the same thing? Huh? Why don't you believe that you can do the same thing? Why don't you think it can happen to you? Let me tell you this. I was in my house in Burlington Township. And the Lord spoke to me about my aunt back in West Africa. That she went somewhere
And they told her that I die. And so on and on. And when I get up in the morning, I say, oh, Lord, I release the word. I pray. You see, some news, when you heard them, nobody will tell you to pray. Nobody will show you to get on your knees. Nobody will tell you what to do. You just know what to do. And I pray. And I send the word. I believe the word can go ahead of me. I believe the word can hit the target far away. If the Tomahawk missile can hit the target 400 miles away inside Libya, while the ship is on the sea, way inside Mediterranean Sea, I believe my prayers can hit the target in China from right here. I believe it. I spoke 3 words when I get into prayer. By the time I get to West Africa, the news has spread. It can't happen. It's not possible. I don't want to get into detail with that. Prophecy is also one of the weapons that has been given to us. It's like a secret weapon. You see, the enemy is not everywhere at the same time. But they are over there. They are doing, they are burning the stuff that they want to burn over there. But I send the word from here. The target was hit all over there, 6,000 miles away. How possible can that be? By the time they do their voodoo and burn my name, and they were crippled. Send the word. Before you enter the situation, you have been treated so bad and you have been sued at the end. Speak the word to the court. Release the word. Let the word go ahead of you. Say, by the time I get there, that judge will stand. He will show me favor. Last week, a good friend of mine had to go to the court. And I knew they were doing him wrong. Because the other side knew somebody. Well, we know somebody too. And we get into prayer. I didn't tell him I was praying for him. But I sent the word that he's going to find favor with this judge. And when he get to the court, the judge called his name. The judge began to smile. He has the same name as the judge. He came out so happy. The judge asked him, what do you want us to do now? You have been given a ticket as a result. Whatever you ask, I will do. Do you want to send a ticket to that person? He said, yes. They said, how do you want a ticket to be written? The court will be asking you if tickets should be sent to the other side and how you want a ticket should be written. He said, just write it like the one I have. The word has gone ahead, and the word has prepared the way. By the time he got there, things were in position. Before you enter your situation, before you enter your courtroom, send the word. Speak the word into the atmosphere. Are you going to have surgery? Release the word into the atmosphere. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Release the word into the atmosphere. The disciples, I don't know if they learned that lesson about prophecy. Because they had to realize that Jesus couldn't count on them to come to the graveside on the third day to lay hands on Jesus. Because all we know through the scripture was that somebody laid hands on somebody and somebody came back to life. But this was the first time we find that somebody came out of the grave on his own. Hey. And he was able to do that because he sent the word. Send the word today to create a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there? Prophesy ahead of time. Tell somebody, prophesy ahead of time.
Before your day begin, prophesy. You don't know what awaits you that day. But this is what I do say. I declare how my day is going to be.
Let me tell you one secret about the children of Israel. Every day before their children will leave the house to school, they bless them. They prophesy over them that the Lord will bless you today. The Lord will keep you today. And declare over their children before they send them to school. We don't do that. How many Jewish children are on drugs? How many of them are in jail? How many of them are millionaire and billionaire? Tell me.
They represent 2% of the population of the United States, but they represent 48% of the millionaire and billionaire. What are you talking about? God!
Hold on to his word. He fulfill it. They speak over their children. We don't do that. We don't. Hallelujah. Speak the word ahead of time. I want you to keep this second point. Without prophecy, we will be lost. Without prophecy, we will be lost. Because Jesus will come and go, and we will not know that he came. But because of the prophecies, we were able to identify him. Tell me, the Bible says the Messiah will be called Emmanuel, man with us, a God with us. He will be born of a virgin. Okay, how many people were born of a virgin? Even though the mother was pregnant, she's still a virgin.
You tell me, how many? She's pregnant, but she's still a virgin. The Bible said the Messiah will die, and the third day he came out of the grave. How many people die, and nobody went there to lay hand on them, and on the third day back to life? You tell me. So because of the prophecy,
we were able to see Jesus.
Meaning, without prophecy,
we will be lost. We will be lost without prophecy.
But because God is progressive in terms of revelation,
can you imagine God giving us Genesis to Revelation in one time? Bam! Drop it from heaven and say, bang, that's the word. Take it. I believe we will be dead.
Because Moses just came with 10 commandments and 3,000 people died. Can you imagine Genesis to Revelation? The universe will be over.
Yeah.
10 commandments. 3,000 people die. And Genesis to Revelation. How many people will survive? Not even a fish in the ocean. That would be too much to handle. So God gave the word over time.
Now, this is the ultimate prophecy. It does not change. You don't add to it. Even though today the fools are having all kind of, addition. God does not edit his word.
What the word was from the very beginning is still that same word now. So prophecy
is what it is.
This is the ultimate. Now, we that are living now, God still speaking to us from this ultimate prophecy. He's giving us the details of this concentrated word.
This is concentrated prophecy. So he gave us the details of this prophecy as time goes by. That's why You can't get up and say, you know, prophecy is no more. Those are the places I don't want to be because they are fools. If you hang with them, you become like them. I want to be an eagle. I don't want to be a turkey. That's the bottom line. Oh, turkey that is eagle fly. When they get in the air, they go. They are like stealth airplane. They go. That's what I want to be. I don't want to hang with a turkey. So prophecy points to Jesus. We are able to see Jesus and recognize the Messiah. So without prophecy, we will be lost. Even today, God still gives us prophecy that leads us into a place where we can receive help that we need. Are you with me? I was in the forest in Togo. I was very hungry, starving to death. All of a sudden, here come birds, multiple colors, thousands of birds, very small birds. I've never seen anything like that. The birds started making all kind of noise, and I look at them, and they were going back and forth. I said, they might be saying something. So I followed them, and they led me to food. The Lord spoke to me at that very time through the bird. That's why I don't think without you, the church can't do anything. You better believe it. Don't think because of you, the kingdom of God ain't going to go anywhere. The Bible said the angel of God struck Herod, and the word of God grew and multiplied. Herod thought he was what? A god, because people said, this must be a voice of God, not of man. God took him out of the picture, and the word of God grew. If you don't believe it, Voltaire, which is one of the scientists of all time in French, in France. In fact, we refer to French language as Voltaire's language. That's how powerful he was. He predicted that the word of God will vanish in 100 years. And you know what? Voltaire vanished more than 100 years ago. And not only that, God, you don't play with God. God used his house to print the Bible. The Bible is printed in Voltaire's house. The Louis Sagan version, which is equivalent to King James Version, is printed out of the house of Voltaire. And his bones are nowhere to be found. You don't mess with God. Hallelujah. So without prophecy, we will not know Jesus. Prophecy points to Jesus. We are able to identify the Messiah because of prophecy. Are you with me? Yeah, I'm going to go fast. Amen, amen, amen. 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 So, here is the thing. Let me give you a little clue here. If Jesus prophesied that on the third day, he will come out of the grave, and that happened, remember that the other prophecy. He said he will come back again and take us home. That means that's going to happen too. If you're not living anything, start living something now. Amen. So, the third point. Prophecy create an environment for revival. Prophecy create an environment for revival. During the days of Elijah, he prophesied. I love Elijah so much. I don't know. I hope he loved me too. I love Elijah. He prophesied that there will be no rain unless he speak. I love that. You see, he said there will be no rain. Now, the people heard what he said. Now, who is this guy to say that? Now their mind will be going back and forth. Who he thinks he is? He said, unless he speak. So, when the battle among camel happened, the people remember all these things that he has prophesied. And Elijah must be the true prophet. Because, not only because he brought down fire, by looking at all the prophecy that he has prophesied. And the prophet of Baal, their record show nothing. That's one of the ways you identify the true prophet, if his prophecies are coming to pass. Yeah. So revival came to Israel. You see, I told my people, anytime revival happen, prophets are always involved. Prophet might take the lead.
What needs to be done? How it needs to be done? Initiate the plan of God in the earth. And I believe today we are initiating a plan. That by the time people leave this place, something changed. I will not serve with ignorance anymore. Because now I understand the importance of prophecy. I understand the job of a prophet. I know how to work with a pastor. Therefore, when I get back to my church, something must change.
Are you with me? Prophecy creates environment for revival. The prophecies of Elijah shook the belief system of his day and brought a change to Israel. Are you with me? John the Baptist, he prophesied to the people too. One will come after me. At that time, he didn't know who that person is. The person may be right there, but he didn't know. Till the Spirit of the Lord showed him who that person is. But before he saw Jesus, the word was already released. The word was in the heart of the people. They have heard it already. So by the time they come in contact with Jesus, bang, something happened.
Hallelujah.
Prophecy create an environment for revival. The fourth one, I believe, is that prophecy create the perfect atmosphere for the people of God to exercise their faith. When you enter a prophetic field atmosphere, it becomes easier for you to exercise your faith. It becomes easier for you to exercise your faith. Rather than sitting in an atmosphere that said, well, don't pray like that because you don't know if it's going to happen. Don't pray like that. You know, when you pray like that and nothing happened, people think you are not serving God. You are not the real deal. That kind of mentality brings no revival. People cannot exercise their faith in that kind of places. But when you release a prophetic atmosphere where the Spirit is moving, look at King Saul. After he left the presence of Saul, Saul left the presence of Samuel, he entered the prophetic field atmosphere. He prophesied with the prophet. Because what? Prophet Samuel already prophesied to him. And he had that fire in him. By the time he entered another prophetic atmosphere, he began to flow. He began to flow. We must create that prophetic field, prophetic atmosphere for the people of God to exercise their faith. We must. That is the only way we can transform our generation. That is the only way the kingdom of God will have impact on the surrounding community. I remember when revival started in West Africa in the 80s and 90s. It was powerful. It was powerful. Till everything turned upside down. Young people get saved right there and begin to flow in the power. You wonder how that happened. They get saved right there and the Holy Ghost come on them and they get filled right there. You wonder what was happening to the young and to the old. By the time the atmosphere got changed, everything changed. We have to make sure we create that atmosphere. We have to make sure we release that kind of essence into the air. So when people come in, they can just begin to do things for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Many kings through the Bible, because of prophecy, they were able to do things that they would not do otherwise. They were able to exercise their faith.
Lord, shall we go against them? Go. Tomorrow morning, I'll give them to you. They know they don't have enough people. They know they don't have enough weapon. But the Lord said, go. And they move. Because of prophecy. And the last one I'll give you for importance of prophecy is that prophecy reassures us of our faith and strength and strengthen our hope and give hope to the hopeless. Prophecy reassures us of our faith and strengthen our hope and give hope to the hopeless. Amen. I have a lot of folk that come through our church. We have a lot of them. And some of these folk, they really, devil really kicked something out of them. But as they come, and we prophesy over them, because they know we don't know them. We don't follow them to places they go. We don't use the drug with them, because drug spirit knows drug spirit. But our spirit know everything. The spirit in us. Oh, you don't know the scripture. It's no longer me, but the Christ who lives in me. He sees everything. He is everywhere, every time. He can see all things. So he's aware of the spirit in you. So this is what I said to you. Bam, bam, bam. By the time we get done, they're blown away. How did you know all that? And we have seen revival as a result. Some of them, their faith was reassured. Their faith was strengthened. They were given hope to continue to walk with Christ. And some of them, as a result, have to leave their family behind, because the family is nothing but a drug addict. All they have to give you is drug. That's all they get. Because they know they're not ready for that kind of fight, and because they have been reassured of the faith, of their faith, so they move on. Steps that they will never take unless the Lord speak. Hallelujah. Okay. I can see some sign from the back. Hallelujah. Let's bow our head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. We give you glory.